Well, I don't know who that is. I hope ain't nothing else going wrong. Hello? This here is Amos talking. Who? Earl Dixon. What you doing calling me up? Well, I don't want to talk to you. You want to let me know what? That you going to get me? Well, let me tell you something. If you ever call me a jailbird again or open your mouth about me, I going to get you, you hear me? I'll knock you down again, you hear that? Well, all right, try to get me. I ain't bothering you. I don't want to talk to you. You just keep your big mouth off of me, that's all. Well, come on, get me then.
What's going on around here? What's going on around
here? Well, I'm telling you right now, Dixon, to keep your mouth off of me. And if you ever see me coming down the street again, one of us better get on the other side of the street, I tell you that much. And don't call me up no more. Now, that's enough.
That's the stuff. That's the stuff. Hang up on him. What'd he do? What's he talking about?
I didn't tell you what done happened, did I?
No, what done happened?
Well, I was coming down the street, and Earl Dixon walked over, and I didn't want to stop, but he made me stop, you see.
What'd he say to you?
He wanted to know what Ruby Taylor thought about me. And I said to him, I said, what do you mean, what you think about me? And then he said to me, he said, what does you think about a jailbird?
He called you a jailbird, huh? What'd you do?
I hauled off and hit him in the jaw. That's what I done. I knocked him right down.
Good for you, Amos. I'm glad to hear it.
Now he called me up here, say he gonna get me. That's what he say on the telephone, you see.
That's what he talking about on the phone, huh?
Yeah, he told me that he was gonna get me for what I done to him. I don't want to fight, boy, but I couldn't help but hit him in the jaw. I tell you that much.
Listen, Amos. Don't worry about that guy Earl Dixon. He gonna get his sooner or later.
If he jump on me when I ain't looking, I gonna get myself a rock or something and I knock his head off. That's what I gonna do with him.
If he come over here and start messing with you, I'm gonna throw him out here myself. Because I don't like him none.
What did you find out, Andy?
Well, the Kingfish is on his way over here now with the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Be here in a few minutes, he say.
Who is the lawyer?
Some fella by the name of Wagner.
Is he gonna get me out of this here mess, Andy?
Well, the Kingfish say that he's a good lawyer.
Well, suppose the judge say that I's guilty, though. Well, what is he gonna do then?
Let him repeal.
Yeah, but what's gonna happen to me while he's peeling?
Well, you is out, ain't you?
Yeah, but I'm afraid I'm going back there. That's what's worrying me.
Listen, Amos. We ain't going to depend on the lawyer by herself. I'm going to work on the case, too, you know.
Well, I hope this young lawyer can do something for me. Mm.
The Kingfish say that he is one of the greatest lawyers down at the lodge.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, they once before the lodge was arrested for serving some strong beer or something.
What do you mean, strong beer?
Well, the Kingfish say that before he went into the lodge, they had some strong beer down there that was against the law. And the prohibition officers come down and arrested him. And this lawyer, Wagner, got him out of it by proving to the governor that the beer got into place by mistake or something. I don't know, something like that.
Another thing, how much is this lawyer going to charge?
He got to have $50 before he starts.
He got to have $50, huh?
Yeah.
Where he going to get the $50?
He got the money. Don't worry about the 50. He already got it.
Well, where did he get it?
I don't know where he got it, Amos. What you worrying about? What difference do it make?
Well, you say he done been paid the money, huh?
I done told you that he got the $50, so don't argue about it.
Well, where did he get the money? Who done paid it? You ain't paid it, did you?
You know I ain't got no $50 to be paying nobody. You know that.
Well, tell me who paid him the $50, will you? Wait a minute.
Answer the telephone there now and shut up.
Hello. Oh, hello, Sylvester. How are you? I'm pretty good, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be out too, Sylvester. Oh, yeah, I guess everything will come out all right. I don't know, though. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. I hope so. Don't forget to thank your mama for that chicken that you sent to me when I was in jail, will you? Tell her that I'll thank her the first time I get a chance to get by to see her, will you?
Tell his mama that I like chicken, too. I ain't got to be in jail to eat chicken. I could eat it anywhere.
Well, you tell her that I'll be by to see her in a day or two anyway, Sylvester. Well, I don't know. The trial ought to come up in the next few days, I guess.
Tell him that me and another lawyer are going to work on it.
Oh, yeah, I got a lawyer already.
Don't forget to tell him that I was going to work on it, too.
Yeah, I done see Ruby. Yeah, she was just as nice as she can be, Bubba. She knows that I didn't do it. Well, all right, Sylvester. Thank you for calling. All right, I drop by the first chance I get. All right, Sylvester. Goodbye.
Sylvester's all right, ain't he?
Oh, Sylvester's a nice boy, Andy, you know it?
You know, he called me up 2 or 3 times every day while you was in jail, wanting to know how you was getting along.
Mm-hmm.
And wanting to know if it was anything that he could do for you.
Oh, he's a nice boy. Everybody's been just as nice about this as they could be.
Yeah. There ain't but one thing wrong right now.
What's that?
We ain't making no money, and the police is holding the taxicab for Evelyn.
Yeah, they say they gotta hold the taxicab.
Well, why has they gotta hold the taxicab? We gotta make a living, ain't we?
Yeah, you see, though, them men that was robbing the store put them fur coats in the back of the taxicab, so when the police come and see the fur coats in there, that's what made them think that I was robbing the place myself, you see.
Yeah.
So they gotta hold the taxicab till the trial come up. That's the way I guess it.
Well, can't we get a Happus Kappus or something and get that taxicab so we can make some money?
I wish we could get it. I wish we could. We need some money already.
Here I is flat broke, and we ain't taking in nothing.
Well, I done saved up a few dollars that I was saving for Ruby, saving trying to get married, you see. And if you're flat broke, I can let you have a few dollars till we can make some money.
Wait a minute. Here come the Kingfish and the lawyer. Here they come. Come in, Kingfish, come in.
Well, hello, Brother Amos, Brother Andy.
Hello, how is you?
Brother Andy, boys, I want you to meet one of the finest lawyers that we got in the lodge here. This is Brother Amos Jones, this is Lawyer Wagner.
I'm glad to meet you, Lawyer Wagner.
I'm glad to know you, sir.
And Lawyer Wagner, this is another one of our officers here, Brother Andrew Brown, Lawyer Wagner.
Yes, sir. I was pleased to make your acquaintance.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Brown.
Sit down, Brother Wagner.
Sit right down here. We ain't got but one chair, Brother Wagner. The rest of us can sit on the box here or sit on the desk or something.
Yeah, I was a little short of chairs this week.
Well, Mr. Wagner here is, he ain't active in the lodge like he used to be, but a few years ago, he used to be active in the Mystic Knights of the Sea. He is going to take a hold of the case here. So, Brother Wagner, you go right ahead and start with Amos.
Well, Mr. Jones, I'm here to help you.
Yes, I certainly am glad to hear you say that, because I'm going to need a lot of help in this here thing, Mr. Wagner.
Well, we're going to do everything we can for you. Now, Mr. Jones, how did you happen to get arrested and charged with robbery?
Well, I tell you, Mr. Wagner, it was like this. One night I got a phone call to bring the taxi cab.